But you do become used to it.
So what were the shifts and how often?
Well, when I joined, you worked 7 early turns, which was 6 till 2. 2 days off. Then you had 7 nights, which was 10 till 6. And then you had 2 days off. One of those nights, or one of those days, you slept half a day because you'd come off nights. And then you had 7 late turns, which was 2 to 10. And just went round and said, okay.
Did that change over time?
Yes. Well, I used to specialise in rural surveillance up in Cambridgeshire that were doing, they were putting ATMs, automatic teller machines, out the walls. And they were stealing cars and four wheel drives and JCBs. Anyway, they knew who this team was. They wanted surveillance done on them. I was an expert in what they call rural surveillance. And I was seconded onto this team. One night, I was watching a house, lying in the field, looking at this house. All of a sudden, the car pulled up, sort of like in front of the house. Somebody got out of the car, went into this, like the entrance to the substation, and sort of hid a package underneath the hedge, and then drove off. At the same time, there was a man, there's a shadow of a man walking up the field, sort of like in the middle of the field towards me. Suddenly, the man from the house across the road where we were watching, he comes out and he comes into this electric substation. He starts fiddling around for this package. And actually grabbed hold of my arm. There, I couldn't move, couldn't do anything. I couldn't do anything because there was this other man sort of walking up the field, which was obviously an accomplice or something, I don't know. But anyway, he felt my arm. Maybe he thought it was a bush or a tree or something, I don't know. But he then let go and picked up his package, which was a drugs package. And he got in his car and he drove off down the road. And in the meantime, we sort of radioed to the team that was down the road, and they stopped and arrested him, and he got a load of drugs on board.